K-State Nation, moving on to the next round, belt to ass. Oh my goodness, this is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer hopping on here real quick before I have to take off again. Postcast slash instant reaction, K-State was basketball back again into the second round of the NCAA tournament there. I did not expect this result. I was really worried about this, but K-State was basketball. Absolutely, not only going to the next round, actually did it in butt-whooping fashion on 12-seeded Fairfield. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen. This will come out just after midnight, so when y'all wake up in the morning, this is gonna be the first thing that comes out. I don't have time to post it right now. But of course, K-State Women's Basketball will have the day off tomorrow. So when y'all wake up in the morning, baby, this thing will be up. I will get on it as soon as I get back home, back to the ET3 headquarters here in Kansas City, Missouri. So there's that. You're gonna have the postcast. I'll record a postcast of baseball probably tomorrow, obviously, there as well. But this takes center stage, man. Oh, I mean, I only have the box score pulled up, and that's what I'm going to react to, but I only checked social media a couple times during the game. But the theme out of this game, and I'm going to have to go back and look at all highlights when I get home and everything else like that. Maybe I'll do a little bit deeper reaction for tomorrow, because I don't know at the time right now who K's opponent is. I don't know the second round opponent for K-State. But here we go again. I believe it's the third year in a row that we have advanced to the second round of the NCAA tournament. Ayoka Lee was on something. Something there. And that was my concern heading in here. Obviously, I compared it to Dean Wade. If you've been part of this podcast all week long, I have said it. I don't know. I mean, Dean Wade, obviously, foot, everything else like that, he was not 100%. And I read a report, I want to see to believe it. Jeff Benny said, ahead of schedule, no other stuff. But, and I said, go back to what I said, you've been with me all week long. Even on the X Factor podcast, to my point there, I'll get to her in a minute. But I could have easily said it, Ayoka Lee, the ABX Factor. I said it on yesterday's show. Right? You have to start off fast. Start out fast. Whoever starts out fast, right, is going to win the basketball game. And sure enough, K-State responded. The designated home team for this, obviously, because they're the highest seed, put up a 21 spot on Fairfield, holding Fairfield to 9 points in the quarter. And you fast forward to the third quarter, which K-State has kicked opponent's ass for majority of the year. I haven't even said the final score yet. I'm too jacked up. K-State 85, Fairfield 41. Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State wins basketball, belt the ass on Fairfield. K-State next, second round of the NCAA tournament in the Lexington Pod. Again, I do not know the opponent right now. I don't know opponent. I will know more tomorrow. We'll come back right back on here tomorrow and look ahead of that matchup for Sunday. Both of these teams were even in the second quarter at 16 apiece, and then K-State. I have said this all year long. K-State's strong quarter, I think, is the third quarter, 29-6. Let me repeat that again, 29-6. And of course, K-State won the fourth quarter there as well. Fairfield had no answer in his basketball game. How about a defense for K-State for the ladies, right? Holding Fairfield 29% shooting. This was a Fairfield that came in here, lit it up from downtown, and even worse for Fairfield, 16% from three. Yeah. When you hold those numbers like that, K-State wins basketball, usually wins the basketball game when you're, and I saw a few times on here, Zach Deloach, shout out. He's going to be finishing up his time with the K-State women's basketball beat writer. I saw on there a couple of times the energy that, again, I didn't watch this ball game. I'm just going off of a little bit of social media and keeping up with the stats and all that. I did not listen to the game because I did not want to jinx myself. I didn't have time for it. Did not have time to jinx myself. Did not have time for the heart pounding and all that other stuff, right? So, but energy in the defense. This one was, and I was worried going into halftime. All right, K-State's got an 11-point lead at break. What did not happen at West Virginia? You had West Virginia down the throat, and you did not clamp on them. Okay, fast forward to here, right? Fairfield, they only lost one conference game all year long, 19-1. All impressive numbers, right? And you're thinking to yourself, all right, they're going to get back in this game somehow. Somehow K-State's going to let them off the hook and let them get back in the ball game. That did not happen. This is the K-State team we have seen all season long, right here, folks. And they play like this Sunday. I don't want to judge again. I do not want to jump ahead to conclusions. They play like bring the energy and all that Sunday. K-State's gonna be tough out on Sunday. Man, that's crazy stuff. There, Ayoka Lee. Let me see here real quick. Ayoka Lee. She only played 15 minutes. But look at this. This is ridiculous. Again, if you've been with me all year long on this podcast, these numbers are ridiculous. And again. And probably because you want to save her for Sunday. I don't blame her for that. I don't blame Jeff Mini coach staff for that. 17 points in 15 minutes action. Gosh dang. Oh my goodness. Wow. Ayoka Lee in that time frame. Of course you had Cassell Sanchez, Taylor Ink. Oh, there we go. Let's put a penny in the jar for that. Put a penny in the jar for that. Every time I say mix up Kenny Taylor's name, and I put a penny in the jar. Woo! Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. It is K-State in the first round, advancing and advancing big over Fairfield 85, Fairfield 41. My goodness, an ass whooping, belt to ass, Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Reaction, postcast to this. Butt kicking. Then look, where was this? Where was this the last fourth of the season? I just don't understand it. This team don't want to go home yet. Obviously, this team want to stay together longer. win or go home. Win, survive in advance, baby. We're in a point now. Hey, Mizzou, KU, where you at? I know this is not a particular women's to the tournament, to the women's side of the tournament. KU, MU, where you at, baby? Woo! y'all one and done. In case it was basketball, we're going to still play through the weekend, baby. I guess I've been sitting on that one for since last night there. And I think, I was all over Drake on my bracket right there. I was all over that. No question. I might have picked KU probably to win, unfortunately. But hey, side that, who would have thought that Mizzou KU's going home? And the K-State women's basketball team still playing. Don't forget, hey, K-City Media. Hey, don't forget, K-State women's basketball still playing. Yep, knock, knock. Yep, yes, sir, there. So, Ayoka Lee, this is what, again, she only played 15 minutes, but she might as well have been the X-Factor in this ball game. 15 minutes, 7 of 10 from the field, why don't you? Just absolutely dominated Fairfield interior. 17 points rebounding. Let me see. Yeah, she double double. 17 and 10 in those 15 minutes. That's ridiculous. Right there. Serena Sundell. Let me see real quick. Back up the Fairfield real quick. Back podcasting. Yeah, she was the game high scorer. 18 points for S squared. In this basketball game. I'm sorry here. Just double ticking, looking around a little quick. Okay, yeah, so you had 18 from Serena. And also, our X factor of this game, Tamir Poindexter only had 7 points, but that's all right because Jalen Glenn, 10 more. Taryn Sides, 4 of 8 from downtown, 14 points. And Kennedy Taylor added 8. This is what you're talking about right here. High flying offense right here again. You get the same performance in the second round. You are going to be, you're going to be in a position to win the ball game, whoever that is. And obviously, I believe Kentucky, the 4C, who is hosting this pod, and Liberty, the 13C. So again, I do not know what's going on, right? I do not know what's going on. But what I do know is K-State wants basketball to play like this. They're going to be hard to beat. And K-State, 53% shooting from the field, but only 34% from three, 81% from the charity stripe there in this basketball game here. Points off our turnovers. Look at this. Turning over Fairfield, converting those to 19 points in the bench. 27 points. Who else scored? Let's go back over here. Maupin added 5. Walker started the game 6. We already mentioned everything else. Kennedy Taylor, 8. Cassell Sanchez and Mike Lester did not score. They did. Everybody played in this ball game. Everybody played in this basketball game here in K-State. I did not expect this. Let's put it out there. I did not expect this. And for Jeff Mitty's team to be locked in where they were. Look, hey, let's say what it is. Easy money, right? You lose, you go home. So I was really worried about, okay, they got a double-digit lead at halftime. Last time they had a double-digit lead, go back to West Virginia, they let West Virginia back in the ball game. So there's for me personally, there was a lot of concern there. But we'll talk about this game a little more. I'll have to watch the highlights and everything else when I get back home. It's time to roll out of here. But obviously, this will go out. It will be out just after midnight. So we all wake up, K-State Nation. Y'all go ahead, continue to celebrate over this win with the podcast, with the postcast here, as K-State puts belt to ass in the first round of the women's NCAA tournament, Fairfield. Woo! They're ready for K-State. Obviously, 85-41 early today. K-State advances and now awaits the winner of the Kentucky Liberty matchup. Again, I don't know what's going on in the game at the moment. For our project podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where our podcast is found, free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content. Your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this postcast episode. You like what you're hearing. You're excited for your catch right now. Go ahead and make sure you hit that subscribe button. Like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time we record content daily, including this weekend. Make sure we stay on top of that as well. Also, the second thing, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater, student, alum, your roommate, a Big 12 fan, about this podcast. Ayoka Lee, Serena Sundell and company, take care of Fairfield. And round one of the NCAA tournament in advances, 85-41, Alex Aiden, A.D. Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Stay tuned this weekend. Go Cats.